Good morning. My name's Gareth. For those of you who don't know me, I lead the church with Lizzie and the team here, and it's very good to have you with us. We made a great decision this week because currently in worship on an average Sunday, we have about 160 people. And in theory, if the chairs are less than 80% full or more than 80% full, then people feel like there's not enough room for them in church. So we thought, well, we need to have at least 180 chairs, don't we, for the week before school holidays and university breakup. So there we go. It's very nice to see you and all of the empty chairs around you. There is space for you in this church. If you're sitting next to an empty chair, that's what it's communicating. All right. So what I'd like to do, first of all, is say thank you to everybody who helped on the serve day a couple of weeks ago. I didn't say it last week and I meant to, and I've completely forgot all about it. So turn to the person next to you and say, did you help on the serve day? And if so, what did you do? And find out what it is that they did. Maybe they helped in the vestry. Maybe they helped upstairs. Maybe they helped sort out some chairs, things like that. We are very, very grateful. Okay, so as we're trying to do in Family Creative, kids and parents, if you want to bring your kids, I'd love for you to come and sit on the carpet at the front. Kids and parents, if you want to join them, come and sit on the carpet at the front. Come on, everybody. Come and sit on the carpet at the front because I've got something that I want you to be able to see. So kids, come along to the front, come and have a little sit on the carpet. We've got lots of carpet space here for all the children who are away on school holidays. I mean, all the children who are here. So come along, that's it. Come and gather in. Yes, there's a bucket of water right there. Well, you'll find out, I know. Now the kids want to come and sit and the adults are like, I would quite like to sit there too. Okay, we've been talking over the last few weeks about how to fast and pray. Fasting means giving some food up to help us concentrate on God, and praying means us communicating with God. I know, Jake, it's good, isn't it? Now, can anybody remember, any of you guys remember, on the video where Jesus was walking around Capernaum, what did the four friends do for their friend who couldn't walk? Do you remember? What did the four friends do for the one friend who couldn't walk? What do you think?
They put them on the roof and then he dug a tunnel in the roof.
Yeah, they did. They dug a hole in the roof. They carried their friend all the way to the house. And what happened after they lowered him down through the roof and showed him to Jesus? I'm going to ask somebody else. Can you remember? You had your hand up. What happened after they lowered him down into the house?
Jesus forgave his sin.
Jesus forgave his skins? Jesus forgave his sins. And then what happened? What happened after that? What happened after that? Anybody know? Any of the parents know? Any of the adults know? What happened after Jesus forgave his sins? Well, the Pharisees were not very happy about it, the religious leaders. Then what happened? Jesus healed. Say it really loud. He started to walk. Jesus healed the guy. These four friends took their friend to Jesus because he couldn't walk. They dug a hole in someone's roof. They lowered it all the way down. And then this guy walked through the door, out of the house. Now, I have a friend who lives in Australia. He lives near the beach. It's very nice. He has a wife and three lovely kids about your age, three lovely girls. But when I knew him, he was very sad for a season of life. He was struggling with something called depression. And it meant that he didn't really want to go out anymore. He felt so sad about life, and he couldn't really explain why. And me and some of our friends said, we don't want that for you. We're going to pray for you. And so we prayed for our friend. And do you know what happened? absolutely nothing. He didn't get any better. He was still really sad. So we thought, well, what can we do? And we thought about the story that we saw on the video. We thought about the friends who took their friend to see Jesus. And he was saying, our friend, I haven't got any faith that God wants to heal me. And do you know what we said? We said exactly that. We said, it doesn't matter. It's not your faith that you need to worry about. We are going to carry you to Jesus. And every week, for half an hour, we would go around and we would lay hands on our friend. We would put our hands on our friend and we'd pray, Jesus, would you please heal our friend? And little bit by little bit, he started to feel a bit better. And when he started to feel a bit better, he decided that maybe he could go to the doctors. And when he went to the doctor gave him some medicine and it started to help him feel a bit better. And now, as far as I know, he's not using any of the medicine anymore. And he's running his own business in Australia. You see, Jesus wanted him well. And one prayer wasn't enough to heal him. But as we prayed, and as he took the medicine, he got better and better and started to go out and seeing his friends again and living the kind of life that God wanted him to lead. Now, in the Bible, David, who was king, wrote a prayer to God. And he said, God, I feel really sad. He was just like my friend. He said, I've been through some really sad times. Would you collect all the tears that I've cried and put them in a jar? Does anyone know what this is? Do you know what that's called? It does pick up water. Do you know what it's called? Anyone know what this is called? Anyone doing science GCSE know what it's called? Yes, Lucy. A pipette, thank you. It's a pipette, everybody. And you're right, it does pick up water. And so here's my bucket of water. I'm going to squeeze it. And it sucks up water. Okay. Can you see it's got some water in it now? And look what happens. It drips into this big bowl. Now, in the Bible, Jesus' follower called John had a vision of what things are like in heaven. And John saw some people who were very, very close to Jesus around the throne. And in their hand, they were holding golden bowls. And it says in Revelation that these people who are holding these golden bowls, inside the bowls is incense. Do you know what incense is? It's really smelly stuff. It smells really nice. And the incense is the prayers of God's people. And it made me think about our prayers that are a bit like these drops. Now, how long do you think it would take to fill up this bowl with these drops of water?
Ages?
Yes. Have you got an estimate? No, I don't.
About 1,000 years.
1,000 years. Quite a long time. But here's another question. If I carried on dropping these drops into the bowl, do you think we could fill the bowl up?
Yeah.
Do you think it would fill up eventually?
Yeah.
I think it would too. So you're already grabbing the pipettes, which is excellent. So grab a pipette. You know where the water is. I'm just going to move the iPad. Sheepishly. What I'd love you to do is get some water, suck it up from the bucket, and then squirt it in. You squeeze it in? All right. Well done. You got to squeeze it and then suck the water up and then squish it into the bowl. That's brilliant. Let's make sure everyone has a go. Well done. Squeeze it in. Give it a nice squeeze. Amazing.
the bowl.
That's it. Perfect. All right, has everyone done one? That's good. You can keep your pipette then. Keep your pipette and just have a think about this. Or maybe I'll just let them carry on whilst I say this, because they're going to carry on anyway. My pipette's now empty, right? It's great to pray, but sometimes we need to be filled back up. And the point of coming to church, the point of praying, the point of fasting, the point of doing all the stuff that we're talking about as a church community, going along to Connect Group, are places where we can fill, if I can get to the water, is where we can fill back up with faith that maybe God does want to do what it is that he promised. Last week we talked about that verse where it says, all God's promises are yes to those in Christ Jesus. And sometimes we need to be around those other people, like I was around my friend who've got a bit more faith than us, who can fill us up with the presence and power of God's Spirit. And bit by bit, our prayers drop into the bowl. And you can see that as other people join in, the prayers fill up the bowl. Now, guys, this is not a perfect analogy, right? Sometimes God answers prayers like that, and we have no idea. It's like one prayer is enough to fill the whole bowl, and it overflows, and we see an answer. But more often than not, prayer is a challenge for us to keep going. But Jesus said, ask and keep on asking, and you'll receive. Seek and keep on seeking, and you will find. Knock and keep on knocking, and the door will be opened to you. And sometimes we don't even know what to pray. And when that happens, the best prayer we can pray is the one that Jesus taught us to pray, and then Jesus did actually pray. So Jesus taught us to pray, your kingdom come and your will be done on earth as in heaven. And then in the Garden of Gethsemane, just before Jesus was about to go to the cross, he himself prayed, Lord, let your will be done. So when we're praying for things like Brexit, don't suck the prayers out of the bowl. That changes the analogy completely. When we're praying for things like Brexit, when we're praying for things like what's happening in Libya right now, when we're trying to keep in mind the stuff that happened in Mozambique just a few weeks ago and the devastation that tornado brought, or typhoon brought, we pray, Lord, your will be done, because I don't know what's best in this situation, but I do know that you want to show your love. And there are some things that were really simple, because God's already told us what his will is. It says in 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 4, it's God's will that all people would be saved and come to a knowledge of him. And so we can pray for our friends to come to know Jesus, because that's God's will for them. We know that everyone who came to Jesus to be healed went away well. It's God's will for people to be well and restored and healed. And so we can pray for healing with faith, even though it might take a long time for the bowl to get filled to overflowing. We can pray for God to give us words that would strengthen, encourage, and comfort others, because he gave us the gift of prophecy to be able to speak his words of love to other people. And so what we're going to do today, thank you, Toby, is we're going to all get a pipette. And what I'd love for the kids to do in a minute is to come and give you a pipette. And I'd like for you to take this home, because I want this to represent for you somebody, the person, the one person that you are praying for who might come to know Jesus. Somebody who doesn't yet know Jesus, who you'd love to see come to faith. And we're going to pray for them, because it's God's will that they might know his love. And then we've got another gift for you. This one's for you to keep, but the other gift is for you to give away. Because Simon and his team have been putting together these amazing gifts. And they're an invitation for Easter. And in it, they've got 6 Cadbury cream eggs. Yeah. And on the top, they've got an invitation to Easter Sunday. And on the back of the flyer, there's an invitation to Alpha, which starts a couple of weeks after Easter on May the 8th. We would love for you to pray for someone. Pray for someone. And then as you've prayed for them, take this home with you and give it to them. Now, we've made 250 of these. We've got enough for at least one per person in this church. And if you want to take more than one to give to people, there's enough for that too. But when you get a pipette, this is what I'd love for you to do. Is whilst you're waiting for your pipette, talk to someone and say, this is the person who I'm going to be praying for. And then come along and do what the kids have been doing. And we're going to add our prayers to one another's by squirting some water into this bowl and then by taking one of these egg boxes, or two if you'd like to give away to the people that we're giving them away to. Yes. Unfortunately, we don't get to keep them. All right. So get a pipette from the kids. So kids, I'd love for you to take some pipettes around to the grown-ups. So here you go. Grab a bottle of pipettes and take some to the grown-ups. Grown-ups, have a chat. Who is it that you're going to pray for? Who is it that you're going to give the invitation to? And then when you've got your pipette, come along and squirt some water into the bowl. And we're going to pray for our friends to come to know Jesus.